You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning. We want to welcome you to Wednesday Live. Great to have you tuning into 89.9 in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:01, and we have some wonderful guests that are with us already in studio. We have Steve and Cindy Camp, and we're excited to have them with us today, and they have some great news for the body of Christ and for, I think, this generation. This really is a generational message that God is bringing out with some fresh new music. You're going to want to keep your dial set right here. And, of course, I have David and Karen with us, our staff here that come in with us on Wednesday Live every week. And we have some great conversation coming up about a scheduled move of God, revival, praying, seeking God for revival down south, southern counties of Florida. Large event. There have been some signs, wonders, and miracles, and we want to thank God for all of those that show up for His glory. And so there have been some great reports, and this is going to be a great event. We're going to be putting a phone call out after the bottom of the hour in that regards. And something that hasn't happened in a while, first of all, do we have an email? What do you have, Karen?
Just have an announcement here that the Florida Division of the Salvation Army Band will be at the Hope Sound Bible Church February 17th, which I think is Saturday, at 7 p.m. And that's at 11295 Southeast Gomez Avenue in Hope Sound.
That looks like a big group.
It is. It looks a large group, and they have a lot of brass instruments there.
Uh-huh.
Of all types. And yeah, so this is the Florida Division. So apparently they travel around.
That's great.
The different areas.
Florida Division of the Salvation Army Band. February the 17th, coming up right here in Hope Sound, down at Hope Sound Bible Church, which is the community that I grew up in. It was a great place to grow up. David, what do you have?
Well, I have a couple things. I have a praise report that came in from Mary, and I don't know where Mary is, but she talks about working at the Palm Beach State College in Lake Worth, so I'm thinking she's from that area.
Okay.
But, and she was, I have to give a little preamble that a couple of months ago we started airing Caribbean flavor radio on the air from 4 to 6 Monday and Tuesday afternoon. Brother Gary, and then on Tuesday it's Reverend St. Hope. And so she's referring to that Tuesday program. She says, "Thank you for the Hope Zone. I drive home from my job at Palm Beach State College in Lake Worth, and the drive is very frustrating some days. And also, the talk on walking is so needed by me. God bless you and your ministry."
Well, how about
Mary, thank you, and we'll send this to Reverend St. Hope. I know he'll appreciate the pat on the back. And then yesterday I had a call from a dear brother in Christ, Derek, and he asked me if I would pray for, he's just needing some grace in terms of interacting with another coworker where he's at, and so a blessing on being able to reach out to her. So, Father, we just lift Derek up to you. We thank you for the opportunity to pray for him. And he has a good heart. He loves you, and he wants to bring that love into every circumstance of his life. And so we just pray, Lord, that you would release your grace, your spirit, Father, to enable him to understand how he may minister to this person in love, and to bring your truth into a situation where she's undoubtedly hurting. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Now, David, we have people call in from all walks of life, and we never really know what a phone call is going to involve. But not that long ago, you had a call from someone who I believe introduced themselves, was it as an agnostic or an atheist?
Yes, Doug is his name.
Doug,
and,
okay.
And this was Saturday. I was working, and before we started our live program at 10, normally I will say on Saturdays when I'm doing live programs, I don't answer the phone.
Right.
Just because it could be a long, drawn-out, but needed conversation. But I was led to pick up the phone, and this gentleman had been listening to a previous program, and the programmer was talking about the end times. And so he asked me, he said, "Do you believe in the end times?" And I said, "Well, the Bible talks about it." And I began to explain, and he cut me off, and he said, "Well, I don't believe any of that. I don't believe any of this stuff, and you people are wasting your lives believing it and talking about it." And he went on. And the Lord touched my heart, and he said, "This man is hurting, and, you know, and to pray for him." And so I said, it has his name on the caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Doug," I said, "listen, and my time was short because I had to get to produce this program." So I said, I understand where you're coming from, but I said, "I'm going to pray for you and for the Lord to speak to your heart and share the truth with you." And he said, "Oh, no, you're not." He said, 20 seconds, you're going to forget I even talked to you." And I said, "Doug, let me tell you, I am not going to forget you." This was over 2 months ago. I pray for this man, my wife and I do every day. Others I've asked to pray are praying. And so now, today, we're going to lift Doug up.
Yeah,
for God to reveal himself to him in a powerful way. And that's, Lord, you've already heard the prayer. Just lift
up. Thank you, Father.
We want him to be our brother in Christ, Lord. And I know he's struggling and he's hurting. And I heard his pain, which clouded his desire to hear the truth.
Thank you.
Well, blow those clouds away, Lord, and reveal to him how much you love him more than anyone else has ever done. And draw him, because of that love and the passion you have to save him, to the foot of the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
To receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I do have one more thing.
Just one more.
Well, just one more.
Okay.
But you asked me to... We started... Karen, how long was Donna True's program? A month and a half ago?
Fairly recently.
Quite recent. Donna True is a licensed clinical social worker, and she works for the Martin County Council on Aging. We've had her on the air with us several times, and she's always been real helpful with information that pertains to, by the way, I found out I'm elderly.
You did?
I'm 73.
Was that a shock?
No, not really. But still, I don't use the word. But anyway, there's a lot of folks in my age and older, and some even younger, that are really need to know their resources that are available to them. There's a ton of resources. So I talked to Donna, I shared a vision with her about having a brief 2-minute program where she addresses one issue. And so we started it up, and Karen certainly have been gracious to be recording her 5 programs at a time. Well, a couple of times she's gotten calls from people who heard the program. Now, what's cool about this is it's not hard set, which means that computer makes it a random play. So it can be heard at almost any time. But she's had 2 calls since then, and recently, she said, "Today I had a call from a gentleman who got my number from WCNO. He needed resources for Sanford, Florida, which I was able to provide because she knows everybody else in the state doing what she's doing. He became tearful on the call and was appreciative of the help." There's so many people, caregivers especially, really at the end of their rope. They don't know what to do, and that God has set us up so we can provide a contact point.
Just another Another new program that God's raised up that's meeting a need of our family, our listeners, and this is a real blessing. We want to just say a big thank you to Donna True for her gifts being brought into WCNO and sharing that with our family here.
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like Ma and Paul have made it in from the farm, so we are we're going to see exactly what's going on there. So welcome Ma and Paul. And if you've been following Ma and Paul for a while, you know just how faithful Paul is in caring for all the livestock on the farm. His commitment to achieving the pinnacle of animal husbandry is a testimony to his belief in exercising good stewardship of God's creatures. Any sickness or infirmity involving the farm animals ignites Paul's compassionate nature. Yesterday, while cleaning out the hen house, he noticed some things about the rooster, Jedediah, that concerned him. A visit to the vet confirmed his worst suspicions. Now he needs to have a deep conversation with Ma, a conversation that will lead to Paul having to reconsider a plan he's already put in motion.
So, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah. You know, I'm guessing you got a report from old Doc Trantipew. Did he have any good words about the rooster?
Just the opposite. The doc called me earlier today. Seems old Jedediah is blind and he limps because his right leg got broke and mended badly. Also, he's losing some feathers on his chest. The doc said it looks like he's suffering from excessive preening syndrome. Looks like he's pulling out his feathers because of anxiety.
Well, old Jedediah is ancient for a chicken, Paul. He must be 3 or 4 years old now.
He's 4 years, 7 months, 16 days, and 9 hours old, to be exact. Remember, I was there the day he pecked his way out of the shell.
Oh, how can I forget just how much you loved your chickens? So he's probably coming to the end of his life. How sad.
Yeah, I'm already started grieving for him, Ma. But he's still got some life left in him, and I ain't going to put him down just yet. When I brought him back from the vet, well, he ran right over to the hen house. I figured we'd let him do his work and maybe let some of them eggs hatch. Let him produce his own successor. In fact, I had a talk with him about that very thing. He may be blind, but his hearing is still good. When he listened, I could tell, because every now and then he nodded his head.
Well, he's a smart rooster for sure. By the way, you've been real busy in the barn the last day or so. Does that have anything to do with old Jedediah?
Yes, it does. Considering old Jedediah ain't going to be around much longer, I got to work on a project that's been in my heart for a while. I'm building a mausoleum for our chicken graveyard.
A what?
You know, like them buildings they got at the graveyard that holds several coffins. I've always admired some of the architecture I've seen, and I came to the conclusion that our chickens deserve something more than being in a tiny little coffin stuck in a hole in the ground.
Well, now that explains that concrete pad you built behind the hen house. I thought you were going to put some kind of shed on it, but now I'll bet that's the foundation for your mausoleum. I noticed it's pretty good size.
Well, I figured I'd exhume all the dead chickens we've buried there and inter them in the mausoleum, along with any that pass on in the future. Since the foundation is 2,000 square feet, I should have some space for a bunch of them itty-bitty coffins I make when they pass.
Listen, Pa, 2,000 square feet sounds like a lot of space to me.
Yeah, but I'm going to add a chapel so we can have a little service when one of the chickens dies. Plus, it'll be a great place to go to meditate. I'm going to get some stained glass windows, soft red carpet, and I've already started building the pews.
Now, Pa, I know you really love them chickens, but...
I got one of them small wind air conditioners, you know, so that we can use the chapel even in the summertime.
Well, goodness, Pa, this project of yours is going to cost a bunch of money.
Not really. I had this idea a long time ago, Ma. So I've been saving some of the egg money we got at the farmer's market. I believe I got over $5,000 right now. We don't need nearly that much to build what I've planned, but...
$5,000?
Why, sure, Ma. Now, phase one is only going to cost about $2,000, but I figure we'll need a small bathroom down the road, and I might even put in a tiny kitchen, you know, for them days when the Lord moves us into the chapel for deep prayer, and we can't leave for the outside world.
Now, look, Pa, part of me really loves your heart for our chickens. And even for how you love all living things. But to be realistic, we could really use them funds for needed repairs around the house.
If you mean the master bath, I did plug most of the holes in the wall from when I had that accidental discharge with my shotgun.
Well, it's not just that.
And I finally got a new light fixture to replace the one on the ceiling what got rusted out. And I know it's been a real challenge finding the toilet in the dark, but...
Paul, right now, we need to get several things that are past needing to be fixed. So I got a real problem with you building such a fancy burial place for the chickens. I tripped over the trash can in the master bath yesterday because that light didn't work. Nearly banged my head against the wall.
Well, if you'd remembered to use the flashlight I put on the hall table near the bathroom door, that would not have happened. And maybe I need to put my old football helmet next to it.
What? Are you not even listening to me? It's a matter of priorities, Pa. Priorities.
Ma, I understand the meaning of the word. But what's a little suffering for us if we can show the kind of respect to God's little creatures who've done so much for us? You know, them eggs we've sold at the flea market have boosted our annual income considerably.
Well, I know that, but...
And it was some of that egg money we used to pay the dermatologist to remove that hairy mole you had on your cheek.
Pa, listen for a minute. I will forever be grateful for every bit of extra money we've had from them eggs. But building a mausoleum for our deceased poultry, along with a chapel and a kitchen, just ain't good stewardship. It just ain't.
But it's going to be a real marvel, Ma. I sat down with old Rufus Flagenmacher. You know, he took one of them correspondence courses in architecture. Oh, and he drew up plans for me. It looks like some of them, what they call neoclassical buildings in Washington, D.C.
Let me ask you something. Did you go before the Lord and seek his wisdom in all of this? I mean, all this energy you put in to build this chicken mausoleum, is that coming out of a passion to serve the Lord? Or have you jumped on that bandwagon without consulting him?
Well, I guess I really didn't do that.
Now, Paul, you know, and I know that you have a grateful heart for every bit of grace God's given us over the years. I know you're especially thankful that he's blessed you with the desire and the ability to care for all the animals on this farm.
You're right, Ma. Every creature, every life that God has created, I see how important those lives are to God. And because of that, I get real joy in my heart to have a part in caring for his creatures.
Yeah, and sometimes you get so passionate about all that, you get distracted from the bigger picture of what's needed here on the farm.
Yeah, I can't say you're wrong on that, Ma. Well, I guess this is one of those times. So I'll just put down my idea for the chicken mausoleum, take care of all them repairs. You know, and now that I'm thinking about it, I don't guess them chickens will be too upset about it. Well, they probably don't much care about any of that.
Yeah, they probably don't. But I know you do, and maybe the Lord will allow us to revisit this plan down the road.
All right, so I'll start to work today in the master bathroom, put up that light, and finish spackling the rest of them buckshot holes in the wall.
On that note, Paul, you know, I know you're afraid of spiders, but next time you happen to see a really big one on the wall, make sure you don't have a loaded shotgun in your hand.
Yeah, good idea. Although I got to admit, it was sort of satisfying.
Oh, Pa.
Paul's experience is nothing unusual for God's people. Sometimes we build up a lot of energy for a project that's close to our hearts, but we forget to involve God before we begin to plan. Then we pour ourselves into the plan, deciding that it's something God would bless anyway. In doing so, we offend God by breaking the commandment, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain," by putting his name on something we created and implemented without his approval. If you're in this spiritual place right now, put your plans aside and go to the Lord in prayer, in humility, and in hope. And let him show you his wisdom and his path to doing his will. Blessing will flow from him to you, and his revelation will give you much joy. Well, Oh, my. A lot has been happening on the farm, and it's been weeks since we've heard from Mom. A long time.
Yeah, long time.
And there we have it. And so thank God that Ma's able to help Paul sort of get things brought back together there so he doesn't forget what's most important.
Amen.
Well, at this time, I want to just welcome Steve and Cindy Camp. Sorry to bring the farm and all of the story along with us this morning. We are going to start out by playing a new song. But first of all, welcome, Steve.
Thank you so much. Great to hear. And they look so much younger than they sound.
Yes.
I had to kind of look at it for a minute, and I'm thinking, wow, this is fantastic. You know? And I don't think there's any Botox in this room, so everyone's doing really good. But thank you for having us back again. Always a joy to be with the Good News Station with WCNO.
Great to have you.
It's a privilege, and thanks always for letting my wife come along. She goes, honey, I don't have to go in.
Yes. Cindy, welcome. Everyone wants to hear from Cindy.
They won't let me in the building if she's not here. So happy Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. And we should say that to everyone, shouldn't we, this morning? Happy Valentine's Day. All right. Let's go to this song. Can you set the song up, Steve, first?
Yeah.
It's a new song.
It's a brand new
song. Just being released.
It's the first official single from the new album.
Okay.
Our website is realstevecamp.com.
Okay.
realstevecamp.com, and we'll have the entire album up there soon. But after the second single comes out, then the whole album will be available on Spotify and iTunes and DistroKid and all of that, all those good stuff. But this album is self-titled Camp. There are so many, it's 26 songs, and there are lots of messages that are dealing with the times that we live in. And this one has always gotten such a wonderful response. I wrote it after a long conversation in California with Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo on the Cosby Show. And I had written a song then called All Lives Matter. And it was fairly controversial, and he was fairly high in the BLM Inc. organization, and it was very violent. But during the riots in Chicago, when former President Trump was there to speak, they had told him at the University of Illinois, apparently, that it was so violent out there that the Secret Service would not allow him to go out. And they had bussed in a lot of rioters paid for by Soros and company. And they were interviewing people on the streets in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, so this was personal. And here there was three grandmothers sitting on the curb, and this thin little white reporter said, "Ma'am, are you going to be okay?" She goes, "Honey, we going to be all right." Mm-hmm. And then he said, "Okay, so you're going to be okay." She goes, "I'm going to be all right. We going to be just fine." And then he asked one more time, and she said, "You're not listening to me. We going to be all right." And I was texting Malcolm while this is going on, I said, "Are you watching this?" And I said, "I've got my song. I want to write this as an olive branch." And so more than BLM Inc., this is an effort to say to the black community in this country, it's Black History Month, to the black community in this country, that this is an olive branch song. This is a song that simply says, "I want to know what you know. I want to feel what you feel. And till you're standing strong, another mile we must go." Mm-hmm. And so it's not about melanin in the skin. Racism is not a skin issue. It's a sin issue. And so this is talking about dealing with the sins of our fathers. But at the same time, it's a song of hope and restoration, and it's always gospel-centered. So I mentioned some names in this song of people you'll recognize that have been have died during this time or in the last few years, or have been killed in the streets by gangs and by conflicts with others in society, white and black and Spanish and so forth. This is, you know, violence in the streets is a huge issue in our country right now, regardless of your race. And so I hope that this will encourage people to say, let's go another mile. It's the mm-hmm. duty of the church. I mean, in the church, there should never be racism. Mm-hmm. And it's a gospel issue to me. They're trying to solve it politically. I understand that. I understand the mid-1800s, after the Civil War, we had the establishment of the 14th and 15th Amendments, which gave the right of citizenship as well as the right to vote for all in the country, despite the black codes of Andrew Johnson at the time. They took those things to task politically. Good government is a biblical thing, and so we want to do that. Amen. We want to support that and vote accordingly. But the most important thing is that every single life has value, because every single person is created in the image of a holy God. And therefore, every person has value and respect for no other reason. Amen. That doesn't justify wrongdoings in society by any group towards another group. But it does say, let's begin with a neighbor attitude, with a mom-pa moment.
There you go.
Of loving our neighbor.
Amen. Yeah.
And to realize our neighbor is anybody in our path of need. So this is the heart of this song. I hope it will speak to you, and thank you again for being the first radio station to play it, to
what
kick
a blessing.
It off.
Wow. What a blessing.
We are so honored for that, and so that's as brief a setup as I can make for
that,
it.
That is a great setup. And once again, you're just tuning in. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Keep your dial set right there at 89.9. We have Steve Camp and his wife, Cindy, who are with us in studio today. And we are introducing a new song that is just being released. Here it is.
Feel and know what you know, to walk in your shoes and help carry the load that's pulling you down, that's crushing your soul, till you're standing tall, another mile will go. We gonna be alright. Inside, the secrets you won't share, that's choking your life. You run out of time, you clean out of hope, till you're standing strong, another mile will go. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. Strong, another mile will go. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. Standing strong, another mile will go. 16 shots ran out in the cold. Another young boy lies dead on the road. Insanity robs humanity of another precious soul. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. We gotta face all the shame to carry inside, the sins of our fathers that's choking our lives. While we run out of time, clean out of hope, till we all understand another mile we must go. We gonna be alright. We gonna be alright. Standing strong, another mile.
there we have another mile. What a powerful message and tremendous presentation, Steve.
Well, thank you so much. It's, you know, that the weight in the water was the old spiritual during the Civil War that Harriet Tubman promoted. And it was the way that out of the several verses that she would get message to fellow slaves along the Ohio River on where to enter the water. God's going to get you in the water. God's going to trouble the water. And it was a message in singing that, that great spiritual, which my producer, Tim Miner, was brilliant in suggesting, let's fold this chorus into your chorus. And so she would lead them in the water, and so the dogs couldn't pick up the scent, and it became synonymous with a river of freedom. And so as we talk about family and faith and freedom, and we're talking it about Black History Month, and you know the struggle, I think the last statistic showed in the Black community that 76% of Black families are fatherless, you know? And it was Frederick Douglass. Today's Frederick Douglass Day. And the great abolitionist, and he said, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And so an amazing thing that it comes down to family, it comes down to the roots of faith. He was a faithful man of the Lord, loved the gospel, as well as he was for the suffrage movement and for really going forward with equal rights for the Black community at that time. People ask me all the time, on another mile, they'll say, why didn't you mention reparations? It's a bit of a controversial subject these days. And I said, you know, when 2 years ago when we were in Arlington Cemetery, my wife's father had died a few years ago, 100 years old, was the last living survivor of the Bataan Death March. And he was a prisoner of war for many years, died at age 100. It was one of the most moving experiences of our life to see all those thousands and thousands of gravestones. And anytime I have a chance to talk with people about reparations, I'll say we're the only nation on the face of the earth that as a new country went to civil war within itself to fight to end slavery. And so the reparations are only paid first generation, not 10 generations down the line. It's if you're wronged by a store owner, well, you want to see restitution made by the warranty honored for the barbecue, or if you were fired from a job, the restorations made for restitution of income. Well, it's the same thing here. Our reparations in our nation were paid with the blood of all races to free slaves. And that down payment is priceless for our country, and it's unique to American heritage. So lots of things in this song, but I wanted to put this together, and we have, I was hoping I could bring it for you today, we have a group up in New York that so believed in the song, they said, we want to contribute a video for you and make a video. And so far, they pulled all this great stock footage and historic pictures and so forth. And I got a text this morning, it should be ready by hopefully tonight, and I'll get that to you as soon as possible, because I want to trust your feedback. But yeah, those images are so profound. And you know, we have everything in there from Captain Dorn out of St. Louis, you know, who served faithfully, Christian man in the police department, was breaking up, a retired man, a Black hero, and was breaking up a robbery at a store, and some young punk thugs broke in and shot him, just removed an icon. And we have stories of Tyshawn Lee, a little nine-year-old in Chicago that was killed by gangbangers, and different ones, some drive-by shootings, Castro down in Miami, a Spanish young boy in his home, and they drove by and were spraying bullets, and he was tragically killed. All kinds of stories this way. And the images that this dear brother, Richard Anderson, and his son have put together for this, I hope the Lord will use it to bring a little hope, some peace, some encouragement, some assurance,
healing.
And some healing.
Healing, it's so needed.
So, yeah, it's been a long journey. We've, through all the death threats and everything else, we're here to tell the story. And it has been a joy to walk this way. So we'll see if the community musically gets behind it. I realize it's a little different. But thank you for the privilege of showcasing it here. And I hope people's hearts will be blessed by it. And I have to always mention the Cross Church, which I'm so honored and humbled to pastor. I mean, these dear people have walked with us every step of the way. And here it was 8 years in the making for the entire album. This song was one of the first ones. And they're like, brother, we stand with you. We're praying for you. And whatever we can do that way as a church and in community. And this new friendship with you all has been such a
tremendous
blessing. So it's all those people together grabbing hands and saying, what can we do? Rather than just seeing rioting in the streets and the burning of buildings and the loss of businesses and the senseless taking of life and so forth, is there a better way? And Matthew 5 gives it. It's another mile we have to go. Someone wants to go one, let's go two. Steadfast, persevering love and grace for others. And for as a Christian, that's gospel-centered. You know?
Absolutely.
And
it's where
it's where the rubber meets the road in such a profound way.
Amen.
And can I make one more quick comment? This is a man. I've got my hoodie.
He's holding his hoodie out here, so you can't see it.
We can hear the hoodie.
We can hear the hoodie.
Cameras are coming. Cameras are coming to our studio.
And this is a gentleman, Jonathan. Jonathan Judah Isaac, and he plays for the Orlando Magic. He's a mere 6'10" tall.
Wow.
7 foot wingspan.
Seven feet wingspan. Wow. And his logo stands for faith, family, and freedom.
That's awesome.
And he's got a little word on the back of this called Unitas. Well, anyway, I bought a pair of his tennis shoes, and the reason why I did. He's got these tennis shoes. He's called the company Judah, and he has a Bible verse on the back of every shoe. They're just as well made, if not better, than the Air Jordans, which cost about twice as much.
Wow.
I love MJ. Grew up in Chicago. He was one of the greats, my basketball hero. But I tell you what was amazing. This young man, and he's a Christian man, and he's an ordained minister as well, 27 years old,
awesome.
Plays for the Magic. I haven't been up to see the Magic. I'm going now. This guy, African-American gentleman, he was the sole man out of the entire NBA when the whole woke BLM, CRT, ESG, DEI, identity politics, all that was creeping into professional sports. I know, so many acronyms. And he was the only one who said, I am going to remain standing for our national anthem and wouldn't take the knee.
Awesome.
And wouldn't wear the shirt.
And wouldn't wear the shirt. He came under huge persecution for this. And he says, I'm going to do something a little different and put a positive statement out there. So I'm not endorsed to say this. Go online. Judah Tennis Shoes.
Judah 1.
Is it O-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. Judah1.com. And get on there, order the products. It's a great way to stand with this young man who showed amazing courage. And so I'm hoping we get the privilege of sitting down with him, maybe bringing him here someday.
That would be awesome.
It'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
So that's why the hoodie today. It's an honor of him, especially on Frederick Douglass Day.
There you go.
All right.
Very cool.
So, Steve, we can't tell people to go and order it because we're a nonprofit, but we can say, It's a great product. Go check it out.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So that was not a promotion.
I hope I haven't violated FCC guidelines.
No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Well, yeah, just this because he's That's an beautiful. Ordained minister, it's a great way to support
it's
the
beautiful.
Ministry.
That's yeah. beautiful.
Excellent.
That's beautiful. Well, as you're just tuning in today, it's right now 11:40. We still have a little bit of time. We have one more guest I'm going to be connecting with, but I want to just say how great it is to have Steve Camp and Cindy with us. And, of course, having been responsible for 15 number one songs, 40-plus top tens, Steve Camp, to those of you who have been blessed with a few years of good favor of the Father to live, Steve Camp is a household name, I know, certainly for us. And when I heard that Steve Camp was in town, I thought, that is awesome. But having met you and met you, Cindy, what a blessing to know that you all are co-laborers with us here in this region in the kingdom of God. And you have all kinds of awards. What is this? NARAS, N-A-R-A-S, Presidential Merit Award. What was that?
Yeah, that the NARAS, NARAS. National Association of Radio Artists Society. That's the governing body for the Grammy organization.
Grammys, okay.
And during the, if you remember, back in the 80s, the whole Band-Aid, We Are the World, USA yes. for Africa. Well, Bob Geldof did that version, and then I coordinated and did that same thing for the Christian contemporary music community, gospel community. And it was great. So unbeknownst to me, we were both honored by the Grammy organization with the President's Merit Award
oh,
for our
excellent.
Work in feeding the poor and the hungry. So that was quite an honor. And we had a lot of kids sponsor. We didn't raise the millions that those guys did, but every dime that we raised went to sponsorship
awesome.
Of kids. And they sponsored thousands of kids that lasted on average about 7 years. So we didn't see millions come in at all, but we saw faithful giving of God's people. Yeah, and so that's what that award was for. So thanks for highlighting that.
And after 34 years of performing all over the world, literally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, here you are. You're now pastor, and I'm not going to ask you this question. I'm going to go to Cindy right now. Pull that mic over, and I want you to greet all of our listeners. This is Cindy.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Cindy, you have been a part of this journey.
Yes, I have.
And you've been an important part of the journey.
Absolutely.
And you're a pastor's wife.
Yes.
You and your husband are pastors on the Treasure Coast of Florida.
My husband's the pastor.
Okay. Mm. But you are a team together.
Absolutely.
And as a team, God is doing some amazing things in the ministry. How can people find you? How can they get a hold of you? How can they find the Cross Church? How can people get more information?
We are located on 34th Street.
Okay.
And we do have a website, crosschurch.net.
Okay.
You can find everything out about Steve at realstevecamp.com.
Okay.
And if you want to get in touch with me, it's just cindyjcamp@gmail.com.
Beautiful. Now, you are on 34th Street today.
Yes.
But I've heard that there are some new things that are happening. Can you share anything, or is it too early?
In 1 week, we can't.
In 1 week, you can't. So you see, when Steve and Cindy come in, we always have new things that are
right.
going on. We have a new song release, and we have some new beginnings that are
yes.
coming.
Yes.
I can say that, some new beginnings that
yes.
are coming.
Yes.
But for information, you can go one more time, give that information.
RealSteveCamp.com, that's the website. CrossChurch.net. is the church website, and if they want to ask me anything, it's cindyjcamp@gmail.com.
It's just that Mom and Pa would say, don't count your chickens before you So we have a chicken hatching day coming
chicken,
up in about a week or so.
There's, yeah. there's a chicken that's in process. It's hatching. But you know, you all are local. My wife this morning, she says, well you're having a Steve on again. I said, yes. She said, well, you've had him on quite a bit. I said, yes. The thing is, it's so exciting to me to see how God is bringing some of his choice servants that have seemed to be maybe lost for a season to the main stage. It's looked like the enemy wanted to own the stage. The enemy wanted to do the performance. The enemy wanted to take all the news. And I just am confident that God is still on the throne, that God's word is true, that God still calls a Steve and a Cindy Camp, has a great work and a great ministry for you, and that God is opening up this generation again to hear the voice of the Father through your music and through your ministry.
Amen.
So we thank you so much for being a part with us today.
Thank you.
And if you're not careful, David will have you back in here at least once every 6 months.
We already brought it up.
And if I can, our worship service starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And it's 1484 Southwest 34th Street, just right around the corner from
right
here.
Around the corner.
We can walk there from here.
You can walk there. And again, you know, we're a smaller congregation, but it's people use the word authentic church, authentic Christianity. So we don't do smoke machines and lights. Nothing wrong with that stuff. I've been there for years. But you know what? It's heartfelt, and it's a New Testament church, and it's... And we have fellowship meals after every service.
We have the best food.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Between Cindy and Calvin and Anthony and, you know, Josh and the group, I mean, they bring the most amazing food. And so the body is growing every week.
the Lord's adding.
He is.
Yeah, the Lord's
it's
adding.
Just
expansion.
Great. And we have a new brother that's coming now and just started discipleship with him. And so, you know, we're really thrilled for that. So great as a church to learn of WCNO and the work. And our people listen to this station. In fact, I got to tell you this really quick. I shared this with you. I was at Guitar Center the other day, picking up some strings and things. And one of the guys at the counter, he said, "Were you on WCNO, this Emmanuel thing?" And I said, "Yes, I was." He goes, "Christmas, right?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Tell me your name again." I did. He goes, "Yeah, Steve, okay." He said, "I've been listening to that station." He goes, "I love the interview." And he said, "Man, I can listen anywhere I go up and down the Treasure Coast."
Whoa.
And here's a guy, I don't even think he's a Christian, but, you know,
he's listening.
Is enjoying it. He's hearing the gospel. He's hearing the great songs that y'all play here of faith. And what a ministry, you know?
It's tremendous.
It's no wonder you call it the Good News Station, because it's bringing good news, brother.
It is for sure.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again for joining us today. We're gonna close out this part by going back to Another Mile one more time. This is your newest release.
Yes.
And for more information, people can find out about the song. They can get the song. Where would they go to do that?
If they go to
All streaming platforms.
Yes, and the website as well.
And the website as well, and give that address one more time.
RealSteveCamp.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll say Phil Kagi, great Christian artist, great guitar player, one of the best in music in general, is playing guitar on this track.
All right.
As well. Right. So I had to give a shout out to my brother.
All right. Here it is. Steve and Cindy Camp with us right here at WCNO Wednesday Live today. Great to have you with us. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit about an upcoming series of meetings down in South Florida.
I want to feel what you feel and know what you know, to walk in your shoes and help carry the load that's pulling you down, that's crushing your soul, till you're standing tall, another mile will go. We gonna be alright, we gonna be alright, to feel all the pain carry inside, the secrets you won't share that's choking your life. You run out of time, you clean out of hope, till you're standing strong. shame to carry inside. The sins of our fathers that's choking our lives. While we run out of time, we're clean out of hope. Till we all understand another mile we must go.
That's a song just being released, Another Mile, that is really calling the nation to understand that there is no solution to sin other than Jesus Christ. And, of course, our inner cities and all of our cities, all of our communities, from the White House to my house to the cardboard box in the street, out in the woods, everyone needs Jesus, and that is the answer. I want to welcome Amy Thompson, who is with us now. Amy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I sure can.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Greet all of our family. You're talking to a lot of people in Florida. So great to have you with us.
Wow. So thank you so much. What a privilege and an honor it is to be with everyone today. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. We received that, yes, and I'm looking forward to taking my wife out for Valentine's lunch here in a little bit. So, Amy, we want to get right into the point, and I'm looking at the, I go to the bottom line, you know, sometimes I read the book of Revelation because I just want to remind the enemy that God always wins and I'm on the winning team. But I looked at the bottom just before you signed off, and you said, bring the lost, bring the sick, bring the hurting, and bring the dying. Jesus is going to be at this event. Tell us about the event that's coming up, when, where, and this is called Hope Fest Florida, I believe.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. Hope Fest Florida is on March 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Boca High School football stadium. Boca High School is just right off of Glades. There on I-95, and we're so excited about this event, Jonathan. We are asking Jesus to help us bring 3,000 souls into the kingdom of heaven, leading up to and at this event. The glory of the Lord is going to be there. We are getting this amazing opportunity to stand on the shoulders of other generals in the faith who've been sowing seed through this community for decades. And we've had the pleasure of meeting several of them, Jonathan. And so at this event, I believe the glory of the Lord is going to be there to such an extent that we are going to be reaping the harvest for that we have not sown, but that we've been able to just be here and be a landing place for the Holy Spirit to dwell. And, you know, it's about a year ago that Asbury happened, and then there was Lee College in the Highlands. And what we've learned from that is that, you know, there were folks that would linger. And if we linger longer, his presence is coming. The Lord is pouring his presence out all over again and again. And we're just a little home church, Jonathan, but the Lord is pouring himself out in our home. Miracles are happening. Incurables are being healed. Depression, oppression, OCD, suicidal ideation is being eradicated in our home ministry. And it's the most incredible thing. So the Lord is up to something sovereign and extraordinary. So this event is all about showcasing Jesus and about bringing the lost, hurt, sick, and dying into the presence of the Lord. He has found himself a resting place, and he really, really enjoys this body of believers that have assembled, you know, with our small group. And we're bringing in an incredible apostle and just a you know, really a world evangelist. He travels to Kenya. We've known him for several years. He was healed from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, on a word of knowledge, Jonathan. Nobody even touched him. God sovereignly healed him. And if you know Lou Gehrig's disease, it's always a fatal situation. So this event is going to be a hosting place for the presence of the Lord. He's going to be there.
All right. I just talking with you briefly yesterday and also looking at a bit of a recording that was sent to us, and looking at that yesterday, I heard repeatedly, it's not about our name, it's about his name, it's not about who we are, it's about lifting him up, and it's really God taking nobodies, because when God shows up, there is not anyone who isn't somebody important when God shows up. And I loved all of that as you were sharing that. So why now? Why now? Why you? You know, what is God saying? So you're looking for 3,000 people. What is God putting on your heart?
God is putting on our hearts to go after the lost, sick, hurting, and dying, and that it is his finest hour, that he is pouring himself out. It's an Isaiah 60. It's an Isaiah 61, and he is doing it. It's an Ezekiel 37. It is time for us, Jonathan, to unify as the body of Christ, lay down, lay aside our egos, lay aside my insecurity of, you know, how are you going to, you know, be imparting your secret sauce into my ministry and vice versa. It's time for us to lay that all aside, because this is the Lord's finest hour. And if we're able to see the times and seasons, we can see that last year the Lord gave us an appetizer of him pouring himself out at Asbury, Lee College, the Highlands, and others. And now we look across the continent over to Southern California, and Southern California is ablaze in revival fire. It looks like Jesus Revolution over there all over again. Hollywood Boulevard was closed down legally so that there could be an evangelism and worship event right there in front of the Chinese Theater. Huntington Beach, they're having thousands of baptisms on that beach. Often, Pirate's Cove all over again. If you saw the movie Jesus Revolution, Pirate's Cove looks like that all over again. And so the Lord is pouring himself out.
Amen.
Has been a sustained revival now for over a year. The Lord is pouring himself out. And we hear of this happening in other countries, Jonathan, but it's happening right here on our own turf. So can we, Jonathan, can we lay our egos aside, unify together as the body of Christ in America? I believe, Jonathan, that it's not just Hope, Florida. It's not just Hope, California, and Hope, Oregon, and Hope, Mexico that are going on live. By the way, all these locations that I just mentioned have multiple locations that are going live in worship of the King of Kings, the Risen King, on March 23rd, relatively at the same amount, at the same time, unifying and really in the heavenlies, making a statement over America. We can still bring America back to one nation under God, the triune God, the one that we know, love, and serve. We can still be one nation under God again, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we're going to be talking with Amy, with you again, and hopefully at some point we will be able to connect with your husband as well. His name is Scott, I believe.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're looking forward to that. God's given you vision, and I see here in the note that there is an invitation. Pastors,